You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. It's hot here tonight, lonely black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we may hate on a hot summer night. Billy Idol is going to be your artist of the day, apparently. I bet. Either that or songs about heat. Which one is it, Rodney?
Nah, I was going with Billy Idol, but it's your call.
What is going on?
Let me chew on that one for a little bit.
The snow and the cold.
Oh, I drove all the way up to Lansing today.
Horrible.
Oh, K7 was going a very, very quick 45 miles an hour.
You stood out in the snow to pay your respects.
No, I did that yesterday. We went up to Leavenworth yesterday.
In the snow.
No, not in the morning. Well, early afternoon, we went up to Leavenworth through the cemetery and saw my dad. And then today we had breakfast with our old football coach at the IHOP that they built in Lansing.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about today, just to mention it, because I know you know this. Your football coach is one of your mentors.
Oh, yeah.
You've kept in touch.
Yep.
We both have a couple of professors from KU who are since retired, who we would both consider to be mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them retired over the weekend. And Sandra Olivas and I went to congratulate him and say hello.
The great Professor Tom Hedrick?
The great Professor Tom Hedrick, as he called his last football game. I mean, he's been calling games, Scott, what, 50 years?
Well, a lot of people
60
forget.
60 years?
He was either the original or one of the first radio voices for the Kansas
for the
City Chiefs. And I believe he also called, and I'm just going off memory here, I want to say he called Texas Rangers baseball games. Went on to call KU for several years.
He's just an incredible guy. And in the sports world, you know, I just knew him as my professor. I didn't realize what a big deal he was when I was coming up through college. The reason I bring it up, you know, not to go all waxing poetic, but someone wrote on Facebook, because I posted some pictures of Tom, and I just said, you know, we would not be here. And I truly believe
that.
Yeah,
what you wrote was really nice.
If it weren't for a couple of them along the way who helped us along the way. And someone wrote, I am so glad you posted this because I am overdue to remind my mentor in my life what they have done for me. And it felt so good just to go say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if you are listening, everyone listening has somebody, whether that is, maybe it's an elementary school teacher or a high school teacher. I mean, my son's, he would tell you absolutely today it was his CAPS teacher at Blue Valley.
Hmm.
And how often do we forget just to go back and say, thank you.
Yeah, like Rod, it was his parole officer.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for making me come in and pee in that cup.
Keeping me on the old straight and narrow.
But you know what? How many of us don't say, hey, you know what? Thank you. And we should do it more because it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do it for you more than for them. To just remind yourself that, look, we didn't all get where we are. You know,
no, I was getting
stumbling
ready
along like an idiot and landing face first into the dream job that we have.
This is, and we all have, to your point, Dana, we all have that mentor or mentors in our life. And maybe, you know, like with Coach Hodum, we're all still talking to him 30 years after the fact.
Yeah.
And I got a text from him Friday night and he said, hey, one of these days, let's get some of the gang back together and go have breakfast. And I called him. I said, is everything okay? You know, and he goes, nah, just want to hang out with you guys a little bit. And he and I will have breakfast once in a while, but we had not in years had we gotten together and gotten a bunch of us together. And by a bunch, I mean a handful, half dozen. But I put the call out Saturday to about seven guys. Six of them were able to show up at 10:30 this morning at the IHOP in Lansing. And these are the texts I was getting back. Wouldn't miss it for the world. I'll be there.
Yep.
That kind of stuff, you know. And you're right. I think we get so caught up in our busy
day-to-day.
You know, middle-aged lives of, you know, I got a job and I've got the kids and they've got soccer and we've got dance. And we don't take – and we need to – I'm not patting myself on the back. It was Coach's idea for all of us to get together. But, man, we jumped at the chance. And just to say, you know what? Thanks, man.
And I think for a lot of people listening, it is a coach.
Yeah. Well, and the one kid who couldn't come, Weedower, sent a videotape message for coach to, because he had to work. He was the only one that has a real job, apparently. And he sent a videotape message, and we played it at breakfast.
One of the things Professor Hedrick said was that 82 of his sports kids who came up in sports, and I think Fesco's one of them, Scott,
yeah.
And I feel terrible he didn't realize Saturday was his last game. He said, I wish I would have known about that. 82 of his sports kids that he mentored at KU went on to get amazing jobs. And
Kevin Harlan
is one of them. And I think, you know, he mentioned there were 82. He could tell you all 82.
Mm-hmm.
He could sit down and list all 82 of those guys and probably some young women.
Laura Moritz at Channel 9.
Laura Moritz is one of them. She was on her way to Mexico City, so she couldn't make it on Saturday. But it's just interesting when you look around the Kansas City landscape, because so many of us started here and stayed here.
Jason Lamb is one of them.
Lamb is one of them. Mm-hmm. They all owe some debt to his guidance. And for not saying, get out of here, you suck, let's go try sales.
Tell the story on the air that you told me off the air about how he would grade you. I think that's fantastic.
He would ask, what grade do you
After
think you deserve?
After listening to your tapes.
What grade do you think you deserve today? And I would always say a B minus. Maybe a B, I don't know. You know, and there's a reason he did that. You know, he wanted you to be able to have the confidence toward the end, I think, to say, I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're starting out, I think that was like a C. I don't know. I don't know. What
you're
am
just,
I doing?
You're just hoping for a B
what
minus.
What am I doing?
Right.
And he would ask, you know, what is the grade that you think you earned today? And I, when I signed his card, I said, I'm still a B minus.
Aww.
And he would still argue with that. And some of you listening would say you're an F. That's fine. but I only bring it up because we had so much fun over the weekend. Go find your person and just shoot them an email or a text or a handwritten note.
Yeah, you don't have to go drive up to Lansing
no.
or drive out to Baldwin City.
No.
I think they just like to know that you're thinking about them.
You know, and then on the flip side of that, when someone calls and says, can I come shadow for a day? Can you tell me about this? Can you come talk to a class? You have to pay that forward. I'm happy to pay that forward. Yes. Yes, I will come do that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right on. Oh, by the way, went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody last night with Kelly, my mom.
Easy come, easy go.
It's awesome.
I told you.
It is really, really good. I was ready to go in there with, yeah, it's pretty good.
I oversold it. I really set the bar up.
Yeah, I thought you, I don't think it was as great as you said it was, but I do remember, like, at the end of the movie, and this is rare when this happens anymore, people were applauding,
people were
myself
clapping.
Included.
There's like, always that awkward dang. Moment at the end of a good movie where you're like, are people going to clap? I don't want to be the first one, but I'll clap if everyone else claps. Yeah, it was a clapper.
Excuse me?
It was a clapper. I clapped.
Okay. Anyway, if you get a chance, just think about who that person was who, this is not a public service announcement. We're not trying to get all weepy-eyed or cheesy, but we probably already passed that line. But think about that mentor in your life, whether it is your coach or a professor or a high school teacher or whomever, parole officer, whatever. I don't know if we're going to have time to call them all. The person that changed your life, and just call them. Or like Dana said, send them an email, write them a note, you know?
Yeah, someone said, all kidding aside, without my probation officer, I'd be dead. I'd be dead from an overdose before I was 19. I am now 2 years clean.
Good. Good for you, man. All right, 576-7798. Rob Babcock's over there. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, if you are in the market for a new home, a new community, you really need to go check out Cottonwood Canyon. And by private appointment, you can go out there and have a private tour of one of those stunning homes. There are a limited number of lots available in one of the best locations all around the city, just off of 435 and 87th Street, right in the heart of Johnson County. These are huge, award-winning design homes. And if you miss the fall parade of homes this year, don't worry. They still have homes for you to tour out there. Go check out Cottonwood Canyon. It is really an intimate resort style community nestled in the woods. Some of the most absolute gorgeous lots are now ready for your dream home. They opened up 27 of them this week, as a matter of fact. All of the infrastructure's in. The roads are in for the last phase of those 27 lots. And those are going to be right in between holes 2 and 3 on Canyon Farms Golf Club. Some of the best views on that golf course can be found on holes 2 and 3. So head on out now, get that private tour, and start building your dream home today. 913-492-4444 is the number to call. 913-492-4444. Check them out online. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
So you guys have all seen the news out of California where these wildfires have just been devastating. The death toll now stands at least 31. Let me read the story from the front page of the Wall Street Journal. It's above the fold. Dateline is San Francisco. Firefighters are battling two deadly California wildfires that have claimed at least 31 lives. I'm updating the number from this story. Left more than 100 people missing. 100 people are now missing. And a 250,000 under evacuation. While unhealthy smoke levels have prompted warnings to stay indoors if you can. The Camp Fire in Butte County, about 100 miles north of Sacramento, grew slightly to a total of 109,000 acres on Sunday, after destroying 6,500 homes and 260 businesses, mostly in the city of Paradise, which I was watching the news this morning, has been completely wiped off the map by this fire. It's horrible. At least 5 victims of the fires were found trapped in charred vehicles as they tried to flee the fast-moving blaze. Strong winds, which fanned a massive blaze in Southern California as well, are expected to return to Northern California by early today. Already ranked as the most destructive wildfire in California history, the Camp Fire could surpass the deadliest on record of 29 fatalities in a 1933 inferno. The death toll now at 31, so it has sadly surpassed that death toll. But I'm telling you, I was watching this video. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not. It only runs about a minute, 30 seconds or so, give or take, but it's worth it. There was this dad, this family, and dad took one car and their, I believe, 3-year-old daughter, and mom took the other car and the other kid, and they followed each other out. And as you're watching this cell phone video, the flames are on each side of the highway. People are trying to get out. Yeah. You can barely see through the smoke, and the dad is trying to keep his 3-year-old daughter calm the back seat. Listen to this.
It's gonna happen when we get fire. Those fires.
Hey, guess what? We're not gonna catch on fire, okay? Hey. We're gonna stay away from it. And we'll be just fine. Okay? Hey. We're doing all right. Baby, it'll be all right. We're gonna get out, okay? We're gonna leave.
Now, I edited for brevity, but he serenades his daughter to keep her calm. Now in the video, they are in a line of cars, and he's stuck in the right side of the road while all the other cars are going by on the left. He has to get over the flames. You can see the flames right there on the side of the road.
No, we're going to get out of here. And we'll come back when it's more Princess Poppy, okay?
Princess Poppy doesn't want to stay in the fire.
I'm gonna stay away from it, okay? Yeah.
There's that fire.
Yep.
Over that fire.
What the
f? That's his turn signal that you hear.
It's Look, we're past it. We're out of it, okay?
Yay.
Yay.
You did it.
We did it together.
How is he so calm?
I don't know, man.
You would have to be because you don't want to make the panic worse for the child.
Right. It was hard to watch.
Oh, there are all of these videos of the last couple of days of people getting out and praying, and the flames are lapping at the car. And I found there was a woman who, and she did not make it, but the husband had gone to work, and he, I think, is 72. I read last night. He said he called her and said, "You need to get out. It's too close to the house. You need to get up and get out." He said, but she's on medication, and he's afraid she fell asleep and did not hear the phone ringing. And by the time they were able to get somebody close enough to the house to try and see if they could get her out, Scott, the house was gone. And I think it's going to be a lot of stories like that where people thought they could wait it out, and then the winds shift one way or the other way, and it's over.
See, but Texter 7691, this is what's wrong. Somebody writes, "You cannot continue to feel compassion for people that continue to build homes in a matchbox. Then you can't feel compassion for people who build homes
in New Orleans
where there are hurricanes or under sea level or in the middle of, I don't know, Kansas City, where we get tornadoes. Of course you can feel passion for these people or compassion for these people. Of course you can." 576-7798, 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom, and we'll stare it.
A senator faces the music. More next.
Dana right here. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road, and ask to see their new cars. Their amazing lot of used cars. They've got them all for every budget. If you're in the market for something new with amazing safety features, take a look at the Atlas. Take that Atlas on a test drive. It's funny, now that I've driven one, I see them around town all the time. They are gorgeous. They don't drive like a big clunky SUV, and they don't look like a minivan. You are going to love the cargo room, the seating capacity. I think those things seat 7 people. But they don't drive like a big, difficult-to-navigate SUV. You're going to love that Atlas. Go and ask about it. Want something a little bit smaller? Check out the Tiguan. They're built on the same frame, and they all have that Apple Play system in the car that allows you to set down your phone for real. Set it down, plug it in, set it down, and let the car do the work for you. If a text comes in, it says, "Would you like to hear a text from Scott?" And I say, "No, I would not like to hear a text from Scott." It's awesome. You don't even have to touch your phone. Go to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road, or VWLeesSummit.com. Always online, VWLeesSummit.com.
2:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is facing criticism after appearing in a video online that shows her praising a rancher by saying, quote, "If he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row," end quote. She's not apologizing, saying, quote, "Any attempt to turn this into a negative connotation is ridiculous," end quote. Her challenger, Mike Espy, is black, called the comments reprehensible, especially considering the state's history. The two face each other in a runoff 2 weeks from tomorrow. Blue Springs police identify a 17-year-old who was killed in a triple shooting. Police were called to a home near Southwest 14th and Southwest Sunset about 3:15 Saturday afternoon. Police say Jaden Lockett of Blue Springs died at the scene. 19-year-old and 15-year-old taken to the hospital. 15-year-old is in the ICU. The 19-year-old treated and released. Police say they've developed a person of interest in the case. No word what led up to it. Fire scientists say both nature and humans share blame for California's wildfires, but forest management did not play a major role despite the president's claim. Experts say nature provides the winds that have whipped the fires, and climate change caused by humans leads to the dead trees and shrubs that create fuel. In a tweet this weekend, the president said there was, quote, "no reason for the fires except for, quote, gross mismanagement of the forests." Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:32.
You still have a little bit of time left to make your private appointment with Scott and Steve at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. If you are in the market to buy jewelry, if you are in the market to sell jewelry, let me know. Kriegel Mesh Diamonds is standing by to help you. By private appointment only, they are wholesalers. And whether you want diamond earrings, a necklace, a diamond ring, diamond engagement ring, a new wedding set, if you're celebrating your 30th anniversary, let Scott and Steve design something for you and sell it directly to you. with a reminder, in most cases, that piece is going to be half of what you would pay anywhere else around town. Half, or in some cases, even better than that. Give them a call, 913-660-9609. Get those orders in if you want something in time for the holidays. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Cloudy and cold weather sticking around for the afternoon time. Still a few lingering snow showers and flurries, but overall we're watching the system moving away, so we're going to lose a lot of the snowfall. Our high temperature holding in the low 30s with a touch of a north wind. Even more clearing for tonight and very cold, a low near 15. Plenty of sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow, the high 32, upper teens by tomorrow night, and then sunny and slightly warmer as we're heading through Wednesday, the high low 40s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
28 downtown, 24 in Liberty. It's 26 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in.
Bradley Cooper.
In
yes, the actor.
The good times, I find myself longing.
576-7798, story here from Channel 5. When a student is hurt by a bully, what kind of rights do you have as a parent, and who gets stuck with the medical bill? Carl Blair was shocked to see what happened with his son. Blair came to Channel 5 News looking for help after he says his 13-year-old son was beaten by another student at Bingham Middle School in Independence. Blair even says he was called by the school nurse advising him to take James to see a doctor. Yet when he arrived, he found his son standing alone outside. Said Blair, to think that the staff left him outside alone. No one was there when I got there. No one. That hurt. Blair took James to his primary doctor, who told him they had to go to the emergency room. Doctors ran multiple tests. They ruled out the most serious health risk, thank God, but still caution them to follow concussion protocol, resting, limiting physical activity, keeping mental exercises light. With James on the mend, the ER visit left them with another major problem.
Yep, here we go.
$17,000 in medical bills. When Blair went to the school for help, he was told he wouldn't get any. I called on a weekly basis every week. Their attitude was just go away. Hush, if we ignore you, we don't respond to you, you'll shut up and go away. Blair said the Independent School District told him that the school district insurance would not cover their bill. He says the district did nothing to help him with the bills or help hold the parents of the bully accountable. Now, in fairness, the Independent School District has issued a statement to Channel 5, and they write, in part, the Independent School District reached out to the parent asking him to sign a release to allow us to share factual, detailed information about this situation. The parent refused to grant the district permission and was verbally aggressive and disrespectful when that request was made.
This is why I want to bring this up, because I know the story aired. It's been in our stack for a week now. There was a court case about this within the last several days. This is not the first time this has come up. This is not the last time this will come up. If you look up court cases in the past, if you look up my child was beaten up at school, you will get results. And generally, the law is not on your side. Generally. That doesn't mean the school won't work with you. It doesn't mean they can't be held liable. But unless there's gross negligence involved, it's very hard, I think, to successfully bring a suit like this.
Well, the boy was beaten at school.
I don't know if I agree with that, because this happened on school grounds. But think about it, Scott. You know, many, many, many years ago, boys, would meet on the playground after school. Remember that back in the 70s and the 80s?
Yeah.
There's going to be a fight. We're going to meet at the playground. There's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how things worked back then. I don't know that there is some organized, let's settle this and be done kind of attitude today.
Well, I know back in the day, God, I sound old all the time. You didn't beat a kid to a pulp. I mean, you would get in a fight. It was obvious somebody won, somebody lost, and you'd go about your business. And that was usually the end of it.
Because public schools enjoy governmental immunity, most state laws insulate them from liability for anything other than gross negligence.
So who should pay for it?
Which means, Scott, let's just define gross negligence. The school has to be actually aware of a specific danger to a specific child, followed by a conscious decision to ignore that risk.
Well, where so does someone the beatdown happen? The bathroom?
Yeah, someone goes to the school and says, hey, Johnny is going to be beat up today at 4 o'clock in the boys' bathroom in the East Wing. And if the school then says, yeah, we're aware of that, we're going to stay out of it, we don't care, mm-hmm. and Johnny is then beaten to a pulp, Johnny's parents would have a case. But the way I'm reading this, if this is just ordinary fighting in school and your child is injured badly, I don't think there is any recourse for you, successful recourse for you, to go after the school for medical damages. Now, can you go after the parents of the kid? Maybe.
And sue them in what? Civil court?
I don't know how I feel
because
about this.
Because their insurance isn't going to cover it.
I don't know how I feel about this, Scott. Because if you go into a Starbucks and someone punches you in the face at Starbucks, okay? You are in line. You get into a kerfuffle over your latte. Someone decks you. You fall and hit your head. I don't know that the natural place to go for relief for you financially is to go after Starbucks.
Oh, but people would.
People would, but the offending party, to me, is the one who should pay, not the building where the fight happened. I'm really torn about whether or not schools should be on the hook for this.
I mean, what kind of, with all due respect, what kind of tests were run that rack up a $17,000 bill?
How much was your iron test when you went to the hospital?
$8,000 a bag.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right. Or no, it was like $15,000 a bag. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid. 576-7798. 576-7798. You can always text in at 22980. I don't know, but I'm assuming that the family didn't have insurance of the boy who was hurt. I mean, because clearly this would qualify as something their insurance would take care of, right? Anyway. The school district went on to say, the independent school district, Missouri schools are not required to buy insurance or pay for medical expenses due to school-related injuries. The district purchases a basic accident insurance policy to help parents who may not have insurance or need to supplement their family insurance. The policy covers students at school and school sports and activities. Well, wouldn't that cover then some of this stuff? If a student is injured at school and the school nurse refers the student for outside medical treatment, the nurse submits the information to the Student Accident Insurance Agency Claims Office. If a school nurse does not refer a student for additional medical treatment and a parent seeks treatment on their own, the parent needs to make the school nurse aware so that they can file a claim. 576-7798. Young boy at Bingham Middle School in Independence apparently got into quite a fight with another student at the school. That other student, according to the parents, beat their son pretty badly. Badly enough that he had to go to the ER. Badly enough that they racked up $17,000 in expenses in the ER. School district says we're not on the hook for this. This is not us. Then who is? Or is no one? 576-7798, 576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, now that the colder weather is here, have my guys at Seal Once KC come out and permanently seal and protect the inside of your home. They will still do that work on your garage floor, your basement floor. Do not put a carpet in that basement. Have them come out and put that permanent polymer decorative coating down on the floor. easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of great colors, looks absolutely amazing. Hands down, one of the best decisions we made in our home is to put down that garage floor upstairs and the basement floor downstairs. Call them today. They are happy to come out and give you a free estimate for that work. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. You're going to get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to SealOnceKC.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
That's the price you pay.
Kay in Gardner. Kay, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I have a story to tell about how an older sister took care of a bully. My brother was a couple years younger than I, and we walked home from school together, and one afternoon this bully came up and started punching on my brother, so I ran him off by hitting him over the head with a notebook. And the next day the same thing happened, only this time he bloodied his nose and punched him in the face, and before he finally ran away. So I tell my brother, we're going to stop this. So we walked to the boy's house and knocked on the door. And when the mother came to the door, I displayed my brother's bloody face and said, this is what your son did to my brother, and he's doing it every night on the way home from school. And we didn't have any more of that.
Okay. Good for you.
Listen to this from the text line. This sounds like more of a fight and not a brutal attack and should be split 50-50 between the kids. If the school district staff was aware of any of the issues between the kids, then maybe they split it 33-33-33. But Scott, real quick, where else, under what other circumstance, if you are injured by a third party, does the building owner suddenly become liable for your injury? And it's hard for me to come up with any scenario where that would be the case.
I don't know if liable, but certainly, maybe not as far as insurance is concerned, but I would imagine you could certainly be sued.
If you and Rod are at Worlds of Fun,
okay,
and Rod cuts in line in front of you, and you turn around and you're like, what up, bruh? And he punches you in the face, and you fall and you hit your head. You're not going to sue Worlds of Fun. I mean, I'm not saying I'm on the district side here. I'm really torn because the kids don't have a choice but to go to school, which is different than a private business like a Worlds of Fun or a Starbucks.
Okay.
They have to be there. But just because you have to be in a location and someone punches you in the face, does the owner of that location necessarily become liable?
I'm just curious how a fight can break out in a middle school unless it's in the bathroom or the locker room, how a fight breaks out in a public school and nobody seems to know about it. Were there no adults around?
Hey, I don't know it. Somebody just said a bar. You get into a bar fight. Is the bar liable for a bar fight between two quarreling parties?
I would make the argument that
no.
Unless they did nothing to try to stop it, or if somehow, some way, the bar was responsible for egging the two people on who ended up in a fight, which I think is highly, highly unlikely. Do the Chiefs, are they supposed to pay when drunk fans get into a fight?
I would say no.
I would say no,
again,
too.
Again, those are all public places, so I don't know if it's different because you tell your kid in the morning, go into that building.
Let's go to David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Yeah, kid was hurt at school, and the school should file the chart or file the claim for the parents, whether it's their fault or not. It doesn't really matter. I think it's covered under their insurance. And refusal to file that and let the insurance company and the courts or whatever sort it out, it's not the school's place to make that decision. They should file it, and failure to file it or refusal to fire it, I think, is gross negligence.
Okay. Somebody says, what about in a prison?
Well, a prison is an interesting analogy because, like school, you're being told you have to go there. Mm-hmm. It's not like Starbucks where you're allowed just to kind of wander in if you want to go in. Let me give you a different analogy. If your child is hurt on defective playground equipment,
then that would be
on school grounds
by the school's insurance
company. That should be handled by the school's insurance company. This third party fighting, Scott, I'm not seeing it.
Ashley, calling in from downtown. Hello, Ashley.
Hi. My son is 12 years old. He's autistic. Last year, he had a kid that was picking on him. We went to the school. They didn't do anything about it. About 3 weeks before the end of school, my son tried to give a little girl a flower, and this kid told him that she would not like a retarded kid like him and threw a book in his face.
Oh.
We tried to find out who this kid was. Our son would not tell us. I was so angry at this point, my ex-husband had to go up to the school because I probably would have been thrown off school property. They would not tell us anything about the kid. They would not tell us what kind of punishment he got. All that they told us is that next year his schedule, they will make sure that they're separated. Mm. That's not good enough.
How do you separate kids at school?
Right.
Like put them in different colored hallways or what?
Different teams. Our school has different teams for each grade.
Okay.
And those teams go to school together, and so they put him on a different team. But since the kid is transferred out of school, thank God. But if we could have found out anything more besides the kid's first name, we would have been trying to talk to his parents, but the school won't give you that information.
Right, right, they can't.
Let me ask you this, though. Would that make the situation worse?
I don't know, and I think that's what my son was afraid of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the bully is behaving the way a bully behaves, I'm guessing the parents would not be open to communicating with the victim's mom and dad.
Well,
there's a reason a bully is a bully, and my guess is mom and dad are either completely checked out or they're bullies as well.
Fair point. However, let's say that they're not, and then they punish their son for his bullying behavior. What ends up happening when that kid goes back to school tomorrow?
Makes it worse. If your child goes to a private school, you can sue the school directly. If it is a public school, you have 60 to 90 days generally to file the suit, and even then, they have sovereign immunity.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ.
New wildfires are starting to burn in California. The latest coming up.
You know, one of the most important things that we do for our health is something we do every morning, should be doing every night. I think most of us do. Brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about a revolutionary change in something you're all too familiar with. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. It was designed, in fact, to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable. I just ordered my first Quip about a month ago, got it in the mail 2-3 weeks ago, gave it to my youngest daughter because she was like, Dad, I want that. So now I'm ordering another one for me and another one for my oldest daughter. Quip electric toothbrushes come with sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on sensitive gums. But you know why they did that? Because most people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Not with Quip. A built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides. We're a Quip family now. You should be too. Backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals, Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/parks right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.